Welcome to today's Wrenchcat Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Mariah Elam joins us on today's program to discuss Autism Awareness Month.
This month is World Autism Awareness Month. We're actually talking on the day on April 2nd, which is the day that kickstarts all the activities and festivities throughout the month of lighting it up blue. And my first question for you is talk about what World Autism Month and Day is. And it's a fairly prevalent one. I know it was trending all over social media. That's, again, kickstarts the month, if you will.
Basically, Light It Up Blue for April 2nd just kickstarts our whole month of bringing awareness to children and families who suffer with autism. It's prevalency, the fact that when we step out in public, we're going to encounter these individuals that suffer with things that we take for granted every day. So just in lieu of that, we light it up blue. My family specifically has a child that suffers from autism, so it's very near and dear to our heart. So we light it up blue on our front porch and even within our house. Today, I'm wearing blue. Andrew, you blessed us with wearing blue too, and so did every employee here at Pella Product today. So basically, we're just a very small part of something way bigger. If you go out and Google autism awareness pictures, you'll see Sydney, Opera House, Paris, France, you know, all around the world lighting up blue, and we are blessed by that.
Autism is something that has become, at the very least, diagnosed more frequently. It's something that's very prevalent. I don't know if you know all those numbers offhand, but it's something that affects every community, every town across the world.
I'm 30-some years old now, and when I was young, it was 1 in 10,000. And today's number is 1 in 68. But if you break that down and look at the entire spectrum and continue to look at ADHD and anyone that has any symptoms on the autism spectrum, that number is 1 in 6, and that's huge. So not only do we need to be aware of it in our community and in our families, we need to be aware of it in a worldwide spectrum. So it's nice to see that people are lighting it up blue everywhere.
Well, and you said families everywhere are dealing with this, and you're no exception to this rule. If you were willing to share the story when you first found out and kind of how that process has been since then and how you've kind of grown, and give our maybe listeners who are dealing with something similar your story and how folks can maybe even relate to yours.
Our story is a story of hope. My daughter is 7 now, going to be 8. And right before her second birthday, she was diagnosed with pervasive developmental disorder, which is on the autism spectrum. My daughter specifically went from happy, normal, quote unquote, child, bouncing, happy little girl, 15 words, very affectionate, to I'm going to physically hurt myself and others. I'm going to become nonverbal. I won't eat anything. I will no longer sleep. And we dealt with that for about 2 years. Through many different avenues of therapy, ABA therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy, and an enormous amount of love and care from community and family members. She is going to public schools. She's integrated in those systems. She's speaking much more clearly and is even affectionate. She's dressing up as a princess. Today she was excited to wear blue and knew what that meant. So we've come a long, long way, and if there's any message out there that there's help, there's people who care, there's people who are sensitive to it. In doing what we're doing and lighting it up blue, we are raising the bar for awareness and acceptance overall.
What is your message then to the community, and how can they not only get those resources if they need it, but if they might not be in need or know someone who is diagnosed, how can they help contribute?
Personally, they can contact me. My phone number is 515-447-2209. They could contact me personally. I have an avenue and a great resource strength. There's local community help here. I'm not sure if there's a support group, but maybe there should be, and that might be something we look to very soon. But in a very simple way, put in a blue light bulb in your front porch. Light it up. Let people around know with that glow of that light that you care.
That concludes today's Wrenchcat Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.